Hi, DHS. This is Mind a Wildcat. I'm Brianna.
I'm Janelle.
And this is our very first episode that is going to be on Broadcaster. And we're very excited to be doing this today. And in today's episode, we're going to be getting onto motivation, engagement with the school, and just like
positivity. And, you know, all that great stuff.
Things that us teenagers feel like is not talked about enough. And I don't know, like, just stuff we go through, or like things that we feel that needs to be talked about that we think other teenagers are going through too. Mm-hmm. And by this experience, we're going to be learning, because we are not perfect and we don't know everything. So we're just excited to be learning more about all of this stuff.
Yeah, and helping you guys with this stuff as well.
Yeah, so our whole goal for this podcast is just to help and just put our opinions out there.
But getting on to that,
motivation. That's our first topic, and we're just going to be getting into it. We think, I don't know, how do you feel about motivation?
I feel like it's the main thing with, like,
school right now,
because
they just put out, like, what is it called?
A survey.
Mm-hmm. On, like, attendance, about how, like, what do we feel? They, like, asked us how we feel about the attendance, and how should they help us be better at attending school, because I guess the attendance right now is really bad. And honestly, I understand that. I understand why kids, because honestly, coming from a teenager's perspective, we don't always want to be getting out.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to wake up to go to school?
To school.
Or, like, doing tests.
For a whole 8 hours. And we've been having tests back to back. And I feel like that's a big thing, too. It's just, like, I don't know. We did do the survey. You did the survey, right?
Yeah, I did the survey.
I gave my honest opinion on it, on why I think students aren't attending school as often as they should be, and why it's such a big problem right now. And I told them, like, I gave my opinion on what they should do for that, and I put engagement. I feel like I know right now they're working on that with the teachers, like, on engaging more with us in class and all that, making it better for us.
And now it's a little harder, because, you know, we don't have our phones, so now you really have to keep your mind focused. And us being teenagers, it's very hard to stay in, like, I don't know, just
in, like, focus. That mindset of just, like, school, like, tests.
You lose your train of thought really quick.
Well, like, for me, I do. I honestly do that, too. I don't know if it's ADHD, but...
Yeah, we don't want to self-diagnose here.
Yeah, but... anyways.
Could be a possibility.
Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know, that's, like, a big problem is the attendance. And I feel like motivation is just, like, a thing with everybody in the school. I feel like... I honestly, some days I don't want to get out of bed, and it's just, like, not motivating, like, thinking about, oh, I have to spend a whole 8 hours of school, like, just doing work or tests and all that.
And I think the main thing that will help with that is the motivation, but you can't have motivation without the positivity. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, you just have to, like, you have to have something to look forward to. Yeah. You have to strive and,
like,
want that.
Coming up. Mm-hmm. I feel like also a slumber mindset, too, is, like, a big thing. I feel like even me as a teenager, I get that a lot. Like, just, like, oh, like a lazy mindset, basically.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like with motivation, I feel like Janelle said, like, you just really need to look forward to stuff. And,
like, for instance, me and Brianna were in cheer and track.
Yeah.
So we're constantly, like, focused on something else. We're always, you know, busy, active,
and we can't
things.
Do those sports if we don't have the grades for it. And if we don't have the grades for it, that means we're not coming to school as often, and that's a big thing. Like,
or even you know,
you don't come to school, you can't really do sports.
Or even going, you know, outside, mm-hmm. touching grass, you know, it'll help with your mindset if you're outside.
It sounds very like we're just, like, talking, like, trying to be mature, and, you know, but, like, honestly, it really helps us. Like,
because
going on walks, it's actually very, like...
And you look back at it, when you were younger, you were always outside, you know, on the playground.
And I honestly, whenever I was younger, I would always want to be at school. Like, I'd be excited to wake up in elementary school.
Excited to be, you know, playing outside and engaging with other people.
And now it's different, because we're obviously growing older, we're juniors, and it's, like, we're the year you really got to take things seriously. And just, like, and that could be, like, unmotivating, too. Like, dang, I'm going to be an adult soon, like, in, like, 2 years, and I have to like think about my career path and what I'm gonna do after high school. It's just like a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that really just discourages kids. Like, not kids, but like
many people or
in the school.
Anybody in general, honestly.
And I know I'm not the only one, because sometimes I get like that too, but I know I'm not the only one. I know a lot of people feel like that too. Or if you don't, then good for you. Good for you. But yeah, I feel like that's just a big thing. I feel like going to sleep early too is like a big thing on motivation. I feel like that will help you.
Like I know
get up in the morning.
We all want to be, you know, staying up till 12 o'clock and all of that. But if we don't get our sleep, the next day we're not going to wake up in the morning. And then
in the morning,
we start losing our attendance at school, how they said. And I don't know.
It's like the most important, like, part of your day.
Yeah.
Like, that's where you started off.
That's
if
that.
If you have a bad morning.
That depends on my mood. The morning
if
depends
I have
on my
a bad
mood.
Morning, my whole day's ruined.
Yeah.
And if my mood gets up throughout the day, I feel like that's a really big, like, wow. Like, dang, I had a good and a bad day. But honestly, I feel like the morning just determines your whole day.
Just try staying consistent with your sleeping schedule. Or, like I said, being active, because then that makes you tired and, you know, and getting off your phone. Believe it or not, because
yeah,
I mean, have so much trouble. As teenagers, we don't want to get off.
I have an addiction.
Yeah. You're addicted to our
phones.
Like,
I can't be without it for, like, 30 minutes. And that's bad to say, but honestly, I'm working on it. Like, I feel like I am working on it.
And maybe also the phone ban will help.
It wasn't a bad thing. I feel like
there's pros and cons, you know?
I feel like for lunch, we would want it. I feel like they should have. But it wasn't up to the admin. That's what I heard. That's what my teacher told me. I don't know. That's 100% true. But for lunch, I know they try to fight for it, but I don't think it didn't get passed. But yeah, I feel like that's like the phone ban. It honestly sounds bad. Like, oh, we always complain about how we don't have our phones and everything. But honestly, it wasn't the worst thing that happened. Because,
I mean, it helps us socialize a little bit more, you know.
I talked to one of the admin, Mr. Diaz. He told me that the whole like reason for it basically was just for like social, like being more like socializing instead of like always on your phones at lunch. Mm-hmm. And they said they've seen a big growth in that, like during lunch, and just like, you know, communication throughout the school instead of just like, you know, always being on your phone, because I know I was always on my phone.
But well, I mean, that's a pro. The only con I feel like is I can't stay engaged.
Yeah. Like, I feel like sometimes it's like we're getting treated like little kids. And that could be on our part too, because we do, like, there's a lot of things on why, like the bullying through the phone throughout the school, the videos, the fight videos that get recorded. I feel like, yeah, it's like on our part too, but obviously we're teenagers and we're not gonna like that our phones are getting taken away. But yeah, I just feel like no motivation is like not a good mindset, and that could throw you into a bad mental state
or a spiral down the rabbit hole.
And that could be a lot on a teenager, like a lot of pressure on a teenager. I know, like, it is for me. Like, whenever I get into that state of mind on just like unmotivated, it like can lead to depression too.
Yeah, and I was gonna like say not, that depression
that's
without motivation, you will most likely lead to depression.
Yeah.
Or not doing anything, like hobbies. You know, probably be in your room all day in a dark room, and that will definitely lead to depression.
That will make you, like, be burnt out and just feel exhausted with just so many emotions, especially whenever you're alone. I feel like that's a big thing too, is like whenever you're alone, especially teenagers, I keep saying that, but it's true. I feel like teenagers just are where our minds are still developing. Mm-hmm. And it's like whenever you're alone with your thoughts, it's like the train of thoughts you have is just, it goes in a spiral, and your emotions, and you're just alone with your thoughts. For me, I remember during December, I was just like alone with my thoughts in my room, in a dark room, and my parents had to get me out of my room because it was just like, obviously they care, and I know that I would have been led into a bad depression. And it sounds like, honestly, I'm fine with opening up about it, because it's not like anything.
Yeah, and you're probably, I mean, you could be depressed and you could be wondering, why am I so depressed? Like, I have everything I want, you know, I'm blessed to
like,
have
I'm
everything.
Blessed.
But,
and teenagers, like, it doesn't really matter. I feel like you just get into that state of mind, and then you could stay there. Like, that's why you have to, like, be very, like, vigilant on what you do with your life or where your mindset's at. Like, make sure it's in a good state. I feel like hanging around with the right people, too.
Or even talking to God.
Talking to God. That's, like, a big thing. I feel like that's what helps me most. Because sometimes I don't want to open up. I close off my feelings a lot. And that's just, like,
not good. Because then it bottles up. And then eventually, explode. And that doesn't lead you to be, like, a very good
like
person.
Sometimes,
you know, you grow resentment you know, there's just a lot of things from that outcome. But
yeah, sometimes, like, I feel like I wouldn't want to talk to my parents about what I'm going through, or, like, you know, the counselors here, I don't, like, feel comfortable opening up. That's just me personally.
Yeah,
but I know
a lot
of people do. But I feel like talking to somebody that you're,
I mean, never feel afraid to seem weak or speak out, because
especially men, I feel like they all have that, like, mindset of just, like, no, I have to, like, put on a front so I can make myself seem more, you know, like, tough and just, like, you know, like, more tough and not, like look so weak, because that's just the perception that men have on, that we have on, like, men, or, like, the world has on men. I feel like it's just for them to be just tough.
Yes, but overall, that's, you know,
I feel like it's not a bad thing to open up about your feelings.
Yeah. But
that's what we have for you guys today.
Yeah, it's
we kind of went a little over time.
You know, time. Sorry, yeah. We're just very, you know, opinionated, and we have things that we want to get out
there.
But next
episode is going to be good too. I'm sorry if it felt kind of long, but
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this stuff needs to get out there, especially in DHS. I feel like a lot of things have been happening recently, and it's just, like, an important topic, and it's kind of just shrugged off a little bit. Especially in this school, I feel like, you know, it just needs to be talked about. And we hope that we can help you throughout this. And, yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.